This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Patrick listening in Wheatley, New York. Hi, Patrick.
Thanks for taking my call. I had a question about the Sabbath. Do we still follow the Sabbath, being that it's one of the Ten Commandments?
Well, I don't think so in terms of the day of worship, because we have ultimately our rest in Jesus Christ, who liberates us from sin and death. So Sabbath is a celebration of the rest we have through Christ. So God provides an emphasis for the symbol of the Sabbath with the culmination in our Lord Jesus Christ.
So in the Bible, when it talks about remember the Sabbath to keep it holy and nobody should work, that's done away with just like that?
Well, it's not done away with. It's fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's why we worship on the first day of the week. In remembrance of the resurrection, the early Christian church changed the day of worship from Saturday to Sunday. So within weeks, you had thousands of Jews who willingly gave up a theological tradition that had given them their national identity. God provided the early church with a new pattern of worship because of Christ's resurrection on the first day of the week, as well as the Holy Spirit's descent on Pentecost Sunday. And again, as I mentioned, the scripture provides us with the reasons behind the symbol of the Sabbath. If you look in Genesis, the Sabbath was a celebration of God's work in creation. After the Exodus, the Sabbath expanded to a celebration of God's deliverance from oppression in Egypt. And as a result of the resurrection, as I just mentioned, we now have our Sabbath rest in Jesus Christ. And for the emerging Christian church, the most dangerous snare was a failure to recognize that Jesus was the substance that fulfilled the symbol of the Sabbath. That's the one thing that's non-negotiable. So it's really not the day that is important. It is what you're recognizing on that day. The Sabbath was a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, says Paul in Colossians, is found in Jesus Christ.
You know, I was thinking that we should still celebrate it on the seventh to rest.
And you're still doing that. We're working 6 days and resting 1 day. But the day is related to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is the fulfillment of the law. According to the Mosaic law, anyone who did any work on the Sabbath would have to be put to death. We don't adhere to that either. The Apostle Paul explains, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.